Saint Joseph, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Please be seated. Your Excellency, Reverend Fathers, and dear faithful, blessed feast of Saint Joseph to you all. Saint Joseph, as he lay at the end of his life, on his deathbed there dying, he was greatly comforted before he passed away by the presence and the prayers of his family at his bedside. And of course, as we all know, his family was not just any family, but the very holy family itself, our Lord and our Lady. And the mystical city of God tells us that his last words were words of great praise in honor of our Lady, and then also of our Lord, and adoration of our Lord. And with these sweet words on his lips, there in the presence of his Creator and Savior and the chosen spouse of him and the chosen mother of his Savior, he passed away peacefully in total adoration of Christ. And it's because of this power, this pious death, that Saint Joseph is the patron of a good death. But the reason for his good and holy death, the reason he merited such a thing, was because he lived such a good and holy life. You know, we read in the scriptures today that he was known as the just man, meaning that before the eyes of God, he was totally without blame. He had no sins, he had no actual sins at all in his entire life, and was truly beloved in the eyes of God. And as that chosen foster father of our Lord, he lived his vocation in the most perfect of ways. He was totally devoted to the Holy Family. He performed all of his duties perfectly. He oversaw the affairs of the house. He was the perfect father to our Lord, the perfect husband to our Lady. He worked very hard every day and provided for all the needs of his family. And most importantly, he performed all of his spiritual duties with the greatest love and devotion that was capable by him. But with all of these great gifts that he had in his life, he stayed every day so very humble. That's why we know so little of his actual life, because he was so humble in his life that he always took a step back. Even though he himself was a just man, he took that step back because he knew that the honor and the glory should always go to his foster son, our Lord Jesus Christ. That and any devotion to anybody outside of him should be to our Lord's mother, Mary. And with all of this, he took that step back, humbly hiding into the background, being unseen, but being faithful to his duties every step of the way. And if we follow this example, then Saint Joseph promises us that we too will all have a good and happy death. And there's no greater witness to that than just yesterday with the passing away of Mr. Harpin. Mr. Harpin worked hard and provided for his family his whole life long. He looked to his duties at home, but most importantly, he looked after his spiritual duties. And yet, through all of this, we see that so quietly and so humbly, he often faded into the background. We almost didn't even know he was there sometimes, but he was. And he was completely happy to go unnoticed in this way, because of the love and devotion that he had for our Lord. And in the end, Saint Joseph was true to his word. He provided that good death for him. Pat was fortified by the sacraments. He was strengthened by the prayers of so many here. And like Saint Joseph, he passed away surrounded by his family. And the last words upon his lips were the praises of Jesus and Mary in the Most Holy Rosary. Pray for Mr. Harpin, but also pray to Saint Joseph, that he may assist you in your life, that he may help you to be just in the eyes of God, and that one day he too will grant you the grace of a good and happy death. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.